Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plans for a Buffalo Heritage Carousel moving forward at Canalside. Steve Rinelli is joining us live, president of Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. Steve, help us visualize where this is going to be going at Canalside.
Sure. This building is going to go in on along the central wharf down at the southern end of the site, close to Clinton's Dish.
Now, is that in the same location just about where the stage had been set up all summer long?
Yeah, it's going to be between the stage and the wharf. So right now we have a large portion of the sand beach area there, and that'll be relocated a little bit farther south. We're going to keep that sand beach. I mean, it's been really popular with families. We'll relocate that, and we'll put the carousel in for next year.
All right, so when does construction on that begin?
Well, we've got one final approval in October for the final design of the building, and then we'll break ground in October, and we'll be open sometime next summer.
You know, this is like maybe 3 years in the making. I'm trying to think of when the governor was in town making this announcement. It had to have been at least 3 years ago when I remember being there. It's a carousel. What's taken so long?
Well, you know, part of it is still the carousel is in restoration and really won't be ready until April of next year. So there wasn't necessarily a rush to get a building built and then sit vacant for a year or two. So we wanted to take our time, make sure we had the location correct, work out, you know, agreements with the city whose land it's currently on, and just make sure that this group could get through the first phase of fundraising and figure out that we were going to be successful for the long haul before we decided to move forward officially.
And this carousel is not just any carousel, right? There's a lot of history with this particular carousel. Wasn't it built maybe almost 100 years ago and then stored for decades?
Yeah, absolutely. 1924, Spillman Engineering right here in North Tonawanda designed and built it. It's been in storage, I think, for close to 60 years, and it's a very rare type of carousel that Spillman designed and built. And so we're excited to have it back on the waterfront. And like I said, it's wooden horses and all these different pieces and parts do take some time to get back together.
I'm sure you've had to hear from people, though, who's, you know, look at this over $5 million project and say, you know, it's a carousel. I mean, I know there's a lot of excitement around this, but do you really expect a carousel people to flock to this thing?
Well, we do. You know, carousels have been successful in a number of cities and on a number of waterfronts. And, you know, this is one more attraction, one more family-friendly thing for people to do when they come down to Canalside. So we have the luxury, if you will, of building up a critical mass of tourists and locals coming down all summer long. And, again, this will just be one more great thing for folks to come and be able to do.
Steve, does it mean the end of Canalside concerts as we know it?
Well, we continue to evolve with that concert series every year. Again, we can fit the stage in, we think, for at least part of, if not entire, next season. But we'll continue to monitor the concerts and what makes the most sense for the entire Buffalo waterfront.
All right. Steve, we appreciate the time this morning and the update. That's Steve Rinelli, president of Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.